This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Easter Monday, April 6, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I was downstate with family over the weekend. Got to see my 90-year-old mom. We took her out for dinner. It was a great Easter weekend. I hope you guys had a blessed one as well. Got a text message photo from Tim Roberts, Patriots Relief. It's a picture of the sun starting to set on the horizon. Blue skies, big white puffy clouds, and the three crosses, representing the three crosses on the hill of Calvary. Rejoice, for he is risen. Wishing you a blessed Easter filled with the hope of salvation. Well, after we went out to eat, we went back to my mom's house. And I don't know why, but the little voice, of course, we know it's the Holy Ghost, said, turn on SBN. Now, if you guys have smart TVs, Roku sticks, whatever it is you have, you need to add the app SBN. I think it's SBN 1, I think. It's the app for Jimmy Swaggart Ministries down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And about a minute from the time I downloaded the app on our TV, we got it, we pulled it up. Billy Graham's son came on and explained Easter Sunday. And he did it in 30 minutes. And I got to tell you, my mom was sitting there watching it, 90 years old. She'll be 91 this August. As a matter of fact, Election Day. Primary election day, August 4th, she'll be 91. She's sitting there and she's watching it, and she heard the story. Jesus was a Jewish rabbi. He was Jewish. Per the Old Testament, per the prophecies, they spoke about the coming of the Messiah. Well, based on his disciples that he chose, another TV show app you can get called The Chosen, you need to check out that show. first five seasons are in. You can binge watch it later this year. Season six coming out, they think, around Christmas. Looking forward to it. The entire season six is the crucifixion. Well, she was listening to the story. And all of a sudden, I looked over and noticed a little tear coming down her cheek. She understood Jesus was not considered the Messiah by the Jewish leaders. The people, the ones that saw the miracles, they knew he was the Messiah. They followed him and they watched everything that he did. They knew he was the Messiah. But why did the Jewish leaders not want to believe it? Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to mypillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I hope you had a blessed Easter, the hope of salvation. And it was so amazing, the timing, getting back from the restaurant going inside. Mom has her TV out in the kitchen dining area. The little voice said, download Jimmy Swaggart's SBN app. So I did. And there was Franklin Graham. He's the eldest son, fourth child of Billy Graham. He's taken over the Billy Graham Evangelical Association and is the CEO of Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse does all kinds of disaster relief, tsunamis, tidal waves, hurricanes. They're there on the spot. Semi-trucks, big trailers, all kinds of food, all kinds of blankets, clothing, stacked to the hill. But they also have boxes and boxes of Bibles. Well, on Easter Sunday, it was about 4 o'clock, I believe this aired, he explained Easter Sunday. He didn't get into Jesus' whole life, but what he did cover was the Old Testament. Why the Old Testament in the Bible? Because that's all there was until Jesus came along. In the few Jewish people that he chose to follow him, the chosen ones, his disciples, Mary of Magdala, other people, he performed miracles in their presence. When he did the miracles, when he cured the blind man who could now see, the mute, deaf person, when he fixed his hearing and fixed his speech, he could talk for the first time in his life and he could hear himself talk. When he walked on water in front of the disciples during the storm, the thing of it is, they became so accustomed to these miracles, they truly believed it 100% that he was the Messiah that was spoken about in the Old Testament. But because of the politics of the day, the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, all of the basically rabbis of the day shunned Jesus. They didn't believe the miracles that some of them even saw with their own eyes. This is all depicted in the show The Chosen. Again, I highly, highly recommend you get the app on your TV or your phone, your tablet, computer, YouTube. They're all over the place. Facebook, they're everywhere. The Chosen. In that journey of performing the miracles, it all led to him riding in to the temple streets in Jerusalem on a donkey, which was also spoken about in the Old Testament. Jesus knew his mission. He knew exactly what God, his Father, wanted him to do, and he was faithful. He did it. When he rode in to Jerusalem on a donkey on Palm Sunday, and the people had gone and gotten palm branches and were waving them and singing, and they were throwing down their garments on the ground so the donkey could walk on it. This completely freaked out the Jewish leaders. When he went into the temple and he was so mad about what they had done to their holiday, that he absolutely struck down the tables. He went into the temple where the money changers were, demanding high exchange rates for only the Jewish money to be able to buy, sacrifice, lambs, animals. He went in there and turned the tables over. He disrupted exactly what was going on. And this, again, threatened the Jewish leaders' authority. Their political form of religion, the Jewish faith, was at stake. Because if the people chose to follow him instead of them, it would have been game over. All of the high priests of the synagogues, all of them would have lost their standing. And it was political reasons that they did not want to accept the stories of the miracles, the stories of the things they had heard from the people. Some of them, again, saw it with their own eyes, but they refused to believe it. Because if they believed it, per the politics of the church at the time, they would have been reduced to basically nothing. And Jesus would have been the king of the Jews. The king of the Jews. But that wasn't in his plans. And when he was so threatened, come what we call now Good Friday, Holy Friday, the Romans were instructed by the Jewish leaders. Remember the scene, who should you save? Barabbas, the murderer? Or should you save Jesus, the king of the Jews? Well, they started yelling out, the people did, crucify him. Crucify Jesus. Let Barabbas go. Well, the Romans responded brutally, brutally. If you've never seen the movie by Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ, you need to see it. It's graphic, but it is exactly what they did to him. When they crucified him and he died, and then on Easter Sunday, he rose from the dead. The Jewish people still did not want to believe it. They thought that some of his disciples had gone to the burial site, rolled back the stone, and they took his body. Later, others saw him fully restored, alive, with holes in his hands. They knew that he was the Christ. They knew he had risen. That's why on a lot of these pictures and messages, if you want to see this picture, just text me he, H-E. He is risen. He has risen and is alive and now is ascended up into heaven with God. That's right then the turning point in the history of the world. It was right at that moment he became, from being a Jewish rabbi to being the Son of God. They, at that point, became Christians. To this day, the Jewish people still do not believe Jesus of Nazareth, what Nazareth was the, excuse me, still do not believe he was the Messiah. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come. And the show that Franklin Graham did was so touching. My mom, I think, finally understood it. After the show, we talked about it. You know, and she looked at me and she said, why did the Jewish leaders not believe he was the Messiah? So I explained to her the politics of their religion. What was at stake? What were they going to lose? They're standing in the community, perhaps even the houses that the Jewish people's tithings paid for. Many, many of the rabbis lived in basically palaces at the time compared to the Jewish people. And it was amazing, absolutely amazing, her response. You see, one thing that you have to understand, you either believe or you don't. Like the Jewish people, they don't believe that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. Well, guess what? They're entitled to do that. They're entitled to have that belief. However, if you believe that we just celebrated Easter Sunday, we just celebrated the rising of Jesus, and that he has ascended into heaven at the right seat of the Father, God, his Father, our Father. You believe that the absolute second you take your last breath, your heart stops beating, you pass away. We believe we immediately ascend into heaven. Our souls, forget the body. The body, if left alone, would just turn to dust. Forget the body. It's not needed. Your soul in heaven is your perfect self. That's what we believe. We believe that if you don't believe that, immediately when you pass away, you take your last breath, you go to hell. Read the Bible. Then you got a very simple decision to make. What are you going to believe? Where are you going to place your bet? Because if I'm right, and Jesus was the Savior, the Messiah, and we believe in him giving us salvation, the hope of salvation is in this picture. Again, text me key, H-E, and I'll send you the picture. If you believe that, your bet is placed on the table, you believe in that, and you're right, good for you. If the Jewish people don't believe it, well, that's where they're placing their bet. I got a very simple question. What if they're wrong? What if we're right as Christians and believe in our Lord and Savior, and we're right and they're wrong? Why would you want to gamble with eternity? Eternity is a long time. It was very touching. I'm glad we were able to do that with my mom. Family Hour News Break, hour number one. We're going to shift to Lansing and talk about other politics. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker said a Grand Rapids police officer was justified in the February fatal shooting of a 32-year-old man. The officer shot 32-year-old DeQuayne Johnson in the back while he and another officer tried to handcuff him. Before that, officers tried to catch Johnson while he fled on a bicycle. Becker said video showed that Johnson reached for a gun and had it in his hand before he was shot. Health officials are sounding the alarm about cases of measles in Monroe County.
After an eighth case of measles has been identified in the state, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is expanding its early vaccination recommendations across seven counties. Officials emphasize that measles spreads extremely easily, lingering in the air for up to 2 hours